Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful Hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding feeding others, the virtues of feeding a hungry person. As you know, it's the month of Ramadan and it's the month of fasting. And you know, one of the purposes of fasting is that we remember the hungry. And when we remember the hungry, we should go feed the hungry. People who are hungry and needing food and deserving of food, they deserve to be fed. We should go and feed them. This is one of the good deeds that we can perform in this month, and we get a lot of reward from it. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. They give food for the love of Him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, saying, we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks. This is an interesting verse. This is about the family of the Prophet who actually gave food, you know, to the hungry, you know, after their fast, right? So it's kind of related to, you know, the month of Ramadan that we're in right now. Again, in the Holy Quran, we read, or feeding the needy on a day of starvation, or an orphan amongst relatives, or a needy man in desolation, right? This is one of the virtues of the believers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, one of the things which gives one obligatory entrance into paradise. Meaning if you do this, you know, your entrance into paradise is secure and it becomes necessary. What is it? And also the Imam says, and forgiveness. Meaning you'll also be forgiven, definitely. No doubt about it. What is it? Feeding a starving person. If a person is hungry, God forbid he's starving, you feed him. This is one of the things that you can do to secure your entrance into paradise and your forgiveness from your sins. Then the Imam alayhi salam went on to recite the following verse of the Holy Quran. Or feeding the needy on a day of starvation. Oh, it'amun fi yawmin dhi masghaba. It's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Feeding the needy on a day of starvation. So also Imam Baqir alayhi salam is reported to have said, verily Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood, in other words, offering of sacrifice. Right? So let's all try to feed hungry people today in this month, in the month of Ramadan. Also, if we're living in Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, one of the things that we can do, which is also a form of propagation and tabligh, is feeding non-Muslim people, right? You know, one of the things that non-Muslims do, people who want to, you know, spread their religion, is that they open soup kitchens to help feed the hungry and the destitute. Right? We can also do this, and in this way, present ourselves as being good people and good members of society. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of feeding a hungry person in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please remember us in your prayers in this holy month. Thank you for joining us here again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
وآل